Coming up right now, let's,
Texas, baby.
For the first time this year, go all over Texas and check on the state of our state and some of those Texas topics. And you brought this up yesterday, and it's just everywhere, the flu. Now, they said nationally, the flu is at its worst that it's been in the last 25 years. Highest levels in 25 years. CDC, 11 million flu cases have been reported this season. A super flu variant of influenza A is causing severe symptoms. You mix in with that mountain cedar fever here. Ugh. That started early. Yay. That's what's getting me. And nearly all states are showing a new virus strain called subclad K.
What?
I don't know what these words are, but there it is.
Subclad K?
It's not special. It's a subclad. I'm probably saying that wrong. But the flu cases in Texas have more than tripled in the last month and now represent about 1 in 5 clinic visits. So this is about a quarter worse than compared to even last year. Traditionally, this flu season trails off mid-January and peaks again in February. So they say get a flu shot and just stop sneezing on people.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've experienced the flu this season, but I know a gal who it tried to take over her house.
Oh, no.
And if you want to do the virtual appointment, yeah, they now have something at almost every drugstore, and it'll test for flu A, flu B, and COVID all at the same time.
Wow.
I know.
Is it multiple choice, or am I just going to pick C?
It's interesting because Baby Bo, who's not much of a baby anymore, but flu A is the one that everybody's worried about.
Yeah.
But he got flu B. Well, I mean, he's kind of a rugged individualist.
He went rogue. There you go.
He does.
So just don't breathe on anybody and we should be fine.
Sorry, Fort Worth. We are no longer the fourth biggest city in the great state of Texas.
Number 4!
Dang it! Mm-hmm. 2025 was our year. But now Austin just swept in and took that away as well.
Oh, man, we only had that for a little bit, too.
I know. The Cap City, at 1,054,000 friends. We've got 1,020,000. Mm. The whole state of Texas at 30.3 million people. So I don't know how all these numbers are mathing, because it seems like some of these bigger cities should have more people, but I digress. We are now the 11th biggest city in the U.S.
There you go.
Fort Worth.
All right.
Yeah, not wrong.
We can try top 10 next year. Well, they got rid of the defensive coordinator as your sports director. Definitely predicted yesterday.
Time to talk about sports.
The even flus.
Yes, close. Dallas Cowboys moved on from Matt Eberflus, defensive coordinator, yesterday, and Jerry Jones released a statement, quote, having known Matt Eberflus for decades now, we have tremendous respect, but after this season, it was clear change is needed. See, the change begins with you. He heard the top 10 yesterday. So Eberflus moves on, and the job is open there for defensive coordinator for your Dallas Cowboys. And I think the saddest thing about all this is we won't have Jerry Jones trying to say Eberflus for next season.
Come on, you Cowboys.
Sad.
Yeah. But it's weird to know. Is it Eberflus strain A or is it Eberflus strain B?
They're going to tell him at the unemployment office that they handle that for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a wild, crazy world out there. Nothing is safe. Even your trusty mailbox, JB. Sid Miller warning that those mystery seeds we talked about last year.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Packets are still popping up all over Texas. And if you receive one, you are to call the ag commissioner immediately.
Oh.
That's even a step above the manager.
Where is your manager?
Over 1,000 packets have been delivered to over 109 locations in Texas, not to mention New Mexico, Ohio, and Alabama. Sid Miller says this is serious business and could pose real threats to families and local agriculture. Speculation is they're coming from China.
Mm. Yeah, but certainly somebody has like put them in water and tried to see what's going to grow
there. You see a beanstalk?
Yeah, well, that would explain what's happened in Johnson County. I was wondering what that was.
Oh, boy.
All right. Hey, they're rolling again cameras on Lioness and Dutton Ranch. The further Sheridan universe and legacy casting has got those casting calls if you want to be extras. Which, by the way, for the Dutton Ranch season one, they're looking for folks to portray an upscale party guest.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
this is in a scene towards the end of the month. Right. They say there will be no pre-fitting, and you must bring your own, quote, fancy high-end wardrobe with you. They'll give you about $110. Yeah, they should have right there. And then Lioness Season 3 is looking for extras to portray Ukrainians on Thursday here in Fort Worth. Specifically, they need a mother, an old woman, a scrawny old man, and a 9-year-old girl. That's what they said. I mean, I could probably help with one of them.
Ken Buckner.
$200 for 12 hours of work. And they're also on the hunt, Legacy Casting, who handles all this, for a real DJ with equipment to work the scene.
Wow.
I think we know who to forward this to. Mark Phillips, you're up.
So if you missed a student loan payment or nine, well, be warned, your wages may be garnished to pay that money back beginning on Friday. Now, 1,000 notices have been sent out to start, but that number could be in the hundreds of thousands right here in Texas. And this is not going away. Experts are speculating this will be a much bigger issue in 6 months. There is currently a $9.5 billion bill for defaulted student loans, according to the Federal Student Loan Portfolios Data Center.
Well, one way to alleviate some of that is get a jump on it, like North Richland Hills kiddo, 12-year-old Matthew Howard, wants to be a pilot when he grows up.
Oh.
So he's already at UTA at 12 years old as an aerospace engineering major. Yeah, he started up this semester. He's already been taking courses at Tarrant County College in business, technical writing, chemistry, and calculus.
Right there with you.
He's been taking college classes since he was 10, and now he's 12, and his younger sister, Emma, who's 10, will start college at TCC this year and wants to study architecture.
What's the holdup, Emma? Come on, let's go.
They're going to have to pay off their student loans. But you mentioned Abbott back in town, and he doubled down on this, too. He said it again, and this is inspired by Trump's federal plan that Texas may give every baby a $1,000 investment.
Aww.
Which, of course, they're going to blow on pacifiers, so I don't think that's very responsible.
In the middle of another Can't Miss Morning, KB and Heather Lee. I don't know what